We are here. We're around halfway through the 12th parak. In the old printing, on page kuf chaf, new paragraph hadavar pashut hu. In the new printing, it's on page kuf beis. And he's starting with a new interesting question. He has the following question. Adavar Pashotu. It's something that's something relatively simple. Kim banu liftor sachido. We want to answer this riddle. We have a riddle. Achida is something that's a question. Lama baba nesenu harabim kolkach yisrabu amisrachkim. Why is it that in our multitude of sins, there's so many people that are misrachikim lilmoy Torah, the distance from learning? That is the foundation and the yisoid of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lama kolkach harbe mirapim es yedeh. Why there's so many people that have loosened their grip? May avoid betalmud Torah from the work of learning Torah. May atzlus or may srashlus bilvad, just because they're lazy. Vitachtea in their place instead of learning Torah because they're too lazy, they're too tired, they don't have strength. In their place, tachtea. Boicherim ba'avoida ubimelocha gufnius yoiser kasha mimenu. Instead of learning Torah, so they decide to do something that's physical labor work that's much, much harder. Why is that? That people, at the end of a day, they feel like, wow, I'm so tired, I can't learn another word. So instead they go and they spend 2 hours in the gym. Now, does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. They're tired, so then how do they all of a sudden have the strength to work in the gym? Or even more intense than that, a person that pushes it leaves yeshiva totally because he doesn't have strength for it. And what does he go to do? He goes to work and he's working hard and he's pushing himself. Vaf ata, even now, based on mishbar, a mashber. Now it's a difficult breaking point. Shekfar nochachnu gam kulonu ladas. He's talking about a difficult time where the economy is not doing well. Kulonu ladas she'en amalocha v'lo amischar mesashrim. That, you know, people aren't making that much money. It's hard to get a job. V'rabim yoisimim re'evim gam tzmeim. There's many people out there that are hungry, that are even like, they literally have nothing to eat. Rachman al-Tzlam. U'mikol mokum still. Avoidas ha-toyrov, avoidas elokeinu, tichbad lohem, avoidas ha-chol abdo. It's much harder for them to just sit and learn than it is to go, they're running, they're pushing, they're coming, doing lots of stuff that seems to be physically much more taxing than just sitting in front of a Gemara. So why is it va'oizvim es avoidas ha-toyra k'doisha? They're leaving toyra v'rotzim al avoidas tit. Instead, they're running to work with the tit, with the dirt, with the concrete. Ha-choymer ha-chamur va-chumrius. In such physically back-breaking labor, and that they're willing to do instead of learn. What's the pshat of that? V'imgam es ha-pela hazeh. Banu lahavin, and if this pele, this wonder, we're coming to understand. Loma gam habnei Torah, even people that consider themselves bnei Torah. Mikol shchein havreichim gam mibnei Torah. Hanechnosim lamischar, people that when they were in yeshiva, so they were very studious, they were diligent, they were learning and all that. But when they go out to business, misbatlin shoyis. They could spend hours, days, even more than that, where they don't crack a book. They're not learning. For no reason. They're not that busy. It's just that Torah all of a sudden has not become the priority anymore. They know the Medrash in Eicha that says, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefamim al averus chamuras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he's willing to give us a pass. He's mevater. He'll forgive our people doing terrible sins. Averus chamuras. V'lo viter al mo'aso shel Torah. He's not mevater if a person does not give Torah the proper respect. If a person doesn't learn Torah, if a person is kilu mois from Torah, he's not mevater on that. So what are they doing? Mikomakom heimis batlim. They're still not doing it. Af shigam me'avira kalahim nizarim. They could be the very from. Some of them. It's just, Torah is, it's too big of a burden. Azroyim sha'adavrahu mipnei. This is the answer. What's the answer to this riddle? You have people, they're from people. Right? They're in yeshiva, they're very serious. They went out to work, and all of a sudden it's like it's, you know, it's too big of a burden for them to open a sefer. And the people that are in yeshiva, and they just, it's just like too much for them, and they're always like schlepping their feet, and they're always tired. Somehow when they're busy, you know, doing manual labor, they're okay, they're alive. What happened? This is harder than that? The answer. Azroyim sha'adavar hu mipnei. The reason is, sheteva ha'ish, the nature of a person who, Sheyoiser mimashekoyach gufoy machzikoy daitoy vahanosoy machazikin oisoy. More than what his physical strength, his physical muscle is going to sustain him and hold him up, his das, his intention, his mind, his attitude, and his hana, and what he enjoys is machzikin oisoy. That's what holds him. A person can be very tired. He has no strength. He's worn out. And that's all because of where his mind is or where his heart is. He's not physically worn out. It's just that he doesn't have the emotional strength. That's what holds a person up, is how much he's emotionally committed to something. How much he realizes that this is something important. How much he's devoted and dedicated to something. That's what holds a person more than anything else. It's a fascinating thing. There was a prime minister here in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was a very interesting personality. He had he's a fascinating person, and his whole life, you know, there's to know a little bit about him. He was an interesting mix, somewhat of a confused person, but they had a very strong feeling towards Yahadus, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards Am Yisrael. He himself learnt, I can't say every day for sure, but every Shabbos his house was open and he would learn Chumash with anyone who wanted to come. He'd have a Chumash discussion. That's when, you know, Israel was a much smaller, more Hamish country. So the prime minister's house was open. Anyone who wanted to go in and learn Chumash with the prime minister. But he also spent many years in jail in Russia. And he wrote a book about it, about his time in jail. And he said it's an interesting phenomenon. He was in jail with many other, they were in jail for political crimes, for being devoted to the people of Israel, the land of Israel, whatever it was in communist Russia. So he's in jail, and he said a fascinating thing. He said that the people that came into the jail, and they were in the best shape, they were physically like the strongest, were the ones that fared the worst. He himself was not a strong person. He was very weak. He was frail. He said, but the people that came in like with the big muscles, they're the ones that were broken the first. The people that came in and they were, you know, they were schlepping, you'd think, you know. They're anyway teetering because they're barely, you know, they have any strength. They're the ones that are going to get knocked out first. He said it wasn't like that at all. He said it was bizarre. He doesn't say why exactly. But that's the way it was. It was people that came in like with big muscles. They're the ones that they lost it first. They were broken. And I think the reason is obvious. The question is, what's the story? The reason is because their spirit was broken first. They were physically much stronger. They should be able to, you know, withstand much more. Right, they're talking about, they're doing all this, they're working in Siberia, it's freezing cold, they got to carry bricks and all this stuff. You figure they're the ones that they have the strongest bodies, right? It wasn't like that, because their spirits were weakest. For some reason, the people that had the strongest body had the weakest spirit. the people that were not as strong physically, but they had a stronger disposition. So they were able to withstand it. Because what really holds up a person is not his physical strength. It's rather his das and his hana. V'avoida shenena mimeno, an avoida that you enjoy. Oy shebedaitoy. Or in his mind he thinks he's going to benefit from that. He'll have more strength to work. It could be 10 times harder. But if it's something that I connect to, something that I enjoy, I could do it. If it's even like the easiest thing in the world. You don't enjoy. You don't know for sure if you're going to get anything out of it. So the whole time you're working, you're thinking like, what's the point? Why am I doing this? And that's l'chayim of the pshat in a certain degree. When we know that Paroi, he enslaved the Jewish people and he got them to do avodas perach. What's the avodas perach? He got the men to do the women's job and the women to do the men's job. So women doing the men's job, I understand why that's back-breaking of labor. That's avodas perach. You could break someone with that. Why? Because it's way too hard for a woman to be doing a man's job. Right? Women don't have the physical strength to do a man's job. But a man to do a woman's job, so what's so hard about, you know, cleaning, you know, sweeping the floor, doing the dishes, you know, changing the baby. I mean, why is that avodas perach? Why is that back-breaking work? That question is only for those of us that have never actually had to, you know, step in for their wife when they're not feeling well. But if you have, you understand why it is, because you can't stand it. It's not something you know, we enjoy men building, doing. We like, so that's something that, okay, I could throw myself into. But something that a person doesn't feel like, it's not his type of thing. It could be the easiest thing in the world. But sweeping and, like, you know, having to get under the couch and stuff, it's like you go crazy from it. It just, and you just wiped out afterwards. Why? What'd you do? Something a person does not identify with. He does not have, his heart's not in it. It's very hard for him to do it. And it saps his energy. That's what he says. Like people say, if you would stand a farmer and tell him he should wave around his spade or whatever other, his gardening tool, the ace of the fun of Liktsar, there's no wheat there, there's no grass there, there's nothing for him to cut. He's just waving it back and forth and doing absolutely nothing. Just go like this, right? If you'd ask him to do that, for half an hour, he won't be able to do it. He'd be like, you know, after a while, it's like, wow, I'm so tired, right? But if he's there in the field and he's cutting all of the wheat and he's cutting all of the grass, he can do it for hours. Why? Because he sees in front of him a purpose. He sees in front of him an accomplishment. He sees in front of him that he's done something. So that motivates him and gives him the drive to move on. But if he doesn't, af chatzi shalo yuchal, ki yileh, he'll get tired, v'hano eloi mikotzer es k'tzira, doesn't have the hana that he has of usually cutting down the wheat, and he's going to be, you know, he sees himself as a farmer, and he's being successful, and what he's going to do with this, and the whole time, he has a drive, t'chazek es koichoi lavoid gam kol hayoyim, work the entire day that way. And that's why people, you know, then they go on treadmills. So they make routes on a treadmill. That's why, in general, I myself don't run. But once upon a time, when I would want to exercise, treadmills are just like boring. It's just like, you know, you're not going anywhere. I like to, you know, when I go walking, I like to make like a, okay, I'm going to walk to Ramot. I'm going to walk to, you have to, because you got so, I'm just going to work in a circle. Let's just walk around the block 10 times. After a while, like, okay, I'm done. Why? Because there's no finish line. It's just keep going around the same block over and over. No, you have to make like, so on the treadmills, they make routes for people. Like, they, you know, you have a certain amount, you have to, okay, you got to your goal. Why don't you just, well, you know, as much as you want exercise. No, you have to make something that a person feels that he's working towards. A person has to feel like he's working towards something. Let's get back to our question. Our question is, why is it that there are people that they're willing to give up Torah and they're going to work like much harder than that? They said they don't have strength to learn. They're tired and whatever it might be. Because if it's a ish benefesh yevesha, he's a person who his nefesh is dry. That means that he doesn't have feeling. towards what he's doing. Es haTorah yilmad rak bizman shechoshev shiyaviach loy. He's only learning Torah because he feels that he has something that he has to gain from the Torah. Something that he's going to benefit from it. Because he thinks that people will respect him for it. He'll get a better shidduch. Because his parents are going to make are going to be happy. Whatever it is, all of his intentions are all ulterior. Much to our sadness in our generation, Kvod HaTorah is no longer what it used to be. And it's no longer considered something that people have a pride that they're learning in yeshiva. In harbe la'aviach ba, b'adam hazeh, you don't get much anymore. There's not much a person can say, like, what am I getting? What am I gaining from learning in yeshiva? The gam kvoid loimdim nesmait, even the people that are learning Torah, they don't have the same respect that they used to have. Void yischaku azedim, and the sinners laugh. And those that are doing hoilus, they're laughing at everyone. Ah, you're in yeshiva, you're from me. L'chein bedorat so here. Therefore, the younger generation, afim roitze mi mehem l'lumot. Someone wants to learn. Yilela avda, he tires. It gets hard. Ki yivesha nafsha, because his nefesh is dry. Ki even she'en hano, he has no benefit. Vein das larvich ba, he has no. What am I getting out of this? What am I doing here? What is this? What does this do for me? How does this benefit my life? She has cool, so that it should strengthen him. So a person will feel like he's doing something with a purpose, but he'll have more. He'll feel like the motivation and the drive, the determination to see it through. But it's like, okay, af ma sheloimed rak shidchias loimed. Anyway, what he's learning is only on the surface. Choser oinim humilis ametz umelahamik v'sachter yivchar ba'avoy legufnis. He doesn't have the strength to be able to. He doesn't have the drive, the commitment to actually be mamik in the Torah. Instead, he says, I'd rather go work hard. You know, I'd rather go be doing manual labor, physical labor. There, at least I'll get something. I'm doing something. I'm getting somewhere. I see that I'm accomplishing my goals. But in yeshiva, what am I getting? You are different. You, the Talmidim, you're different. In the ways of Chassidus, you're already becoming familiar. You're already getting conditioned. You're not living with a dry neshama. Your neshama is alive. It's pumping. And it's feeling what you're doing. They're shining. Sparks of Gan Eden are shining inside of you. You could feel when you're learning that you're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miziv Shechinos Letizhanu, and from the glow, you're basking in the glow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your schar. From that, your strength will be neschazik. A person then he learns, and he feels while he's learning that he is getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels that. He feels that when he's learning, he's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then a person who feels that, that itself is the reward. When he realizes that what he's doing has an impact on who he is and who he's becoming and who he's going to be. That's the reward. Not the fact that people are going to respect him. Not the fact that he's going to get a big shidduch. Not the fact that anyone else is going to look at him. But because he understands it's making him a better person. He's getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing this. And if a person reflects back and he looks and he says, you know, where I am today is different than where I was 3 months ago, where I was a year ago. And he says, I'm becoming a better person. That's important to me. That itself is the drive and motivation for him to move on. That's what's going to give him the strength, the koyach, and he's giving his chazek, his amets, little much choice, harbe uba amkus harbe, to learn for many hours and much amkus. The person realizes this change. The problem is we're inundated. My friends, we're inundated, which means that we are being attacked with all these subliminal messages of the importance of just like relaxing and chilling and doing nothing and being nobody, and that everything, life is just about just, you know, enjoying the moment and all that stuff. And we keep on like allowing ourselves to be contaminated with all of this static. We can't focus on what we understand is really the truth. But we constantly get confused because we're hearing all of these subliminal messages. They're going on in our head. We get them from all over the place. Even on, you know, the bottle of soda, sometimes the advertisements are, you know, how hip it is to be lazy or whatever it might be. And all of the advertisements that we see on the billboards, on the buses, in magazines, in songs, in media, everywhere, everything we get, we constantly being attacked with, just relax, don't work hard. And if you're going to work hard, it's going to be the physical and to glorify the body and how important it is to be strong and to... But how much do we allow ourselves to be exposed to hearing about the chashivas of the neshama? How much do we allow ourselves to be exposed to hearing about the importance of developing our neshama, of building our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the chashivas of davening and of learning? It's minimal. We know it in our mind, you know, conceptually, but it's really not that, it's something that we're conscious of every day. And it's something we have to work on, because the more a person has that, the more a person will be able to learn. A lot of people say, you know, it just, I don't have strength to learn, I don't have the patience to learn, or it doesn't excite me. It's all because a person has allowed himself to be disillusioned with what's important in this world. Al tadamu shetoyim anu loimer. Don't make the mistake. Don't imagine that we are making a mistake to say that you have already changed to become holy people. Don't think that we are foolish enough to think that you're going to learn Torah without any type of side benefits. That we think you're going to learn Torah lishma. Not to gain anything from it, not to get any respect from it. We're not making that error to think you're that way. That level, reaching that level, only tzaddikim gedolim get to. We're not making this mistake. Ella, we understand that a person at this point needs this. We understand that. That's why it's very important people should create for themselves incentives. Right? The yeshiva is built very much on an incentive program that takes up many months of the yeshiva's schedule. The reason for that is because we realize people need to have some sort of secondary benefit. Not because people don't want to learn. Of course you want to learn. But we also, only tzaddikim, he says, only tzaddikim gedoylem azoycha, that they learn without any type of secondary benefit. And something on the side. Halavai, we should reach that madrega that we learn just because we learn. But people need, and a person has to be able to give himself a certain amount of incentive, if whether or not his incentive is a trip, or whether or not his incentive is a piece of chocolate cake, whatever it is. But all of us work better when we create for ourselves some type of reward or benefit, which will help to motivate us, because that's when we want to learn. But we struggle with our goof, like, you know, getting on board with that. Our neshama for sure wants to learn. But our goof is like a little bit lazy, so you have to give it a little, you have to give it some sort of carrot. Give the goof a carrot to like get on board. Whether the incentive is at the end of a winter's man, whether the incentive is during Ben Azmanim, a person should give himself incentives, because Ben Azmanim is a very challenging time. So how does a person make sure that he keeps up, you know, some of the things that he's built during this man? He should make an incentive for himself. Whatever it might be, if it has to do with going out for a dinner, what it has to do with, you know, with anything else that's going to be some type of motivation for his body to be willing to play along with the neshama that really wants to continue to grow. So we understand that. So why are we speaking to you on such a high level? Why are we saying to you that you're different because you have, you know, you're already enjoying the learning and all this stuff? This is similar to a father who loves his son. From all of the love that the father has, he sees in his son tremendous milos, many different attributes that the son has. Ad she'eno meivin, he doesn't even understand. Lama gam acherim zulasai enam oyevin oisai b'shvil ma'alasai. Why other people also don't love him because of his ma'alas? The father doesn't understand. People come and tell this, you know, your son has this problem, that problem. He doesn't understand because he sees all the ma'alas of his son. Ube'emes yachalias shegam ma'ala achas mikol eila einbo. Even one of these ma'alas he doesn't even have. Rak avas nafshoy pnima mislabeshes b'moichoy umigores daito l'toyves b'noy. But the father's, his love for his son is so deep that it draws him unto the benefit of his son. Shira by milas toyves, he should see in his son milas toyves. What does that mean? It doesn't mean the father is totally like this. He's totally disconnected with reality. It means that the father can see just the smallest little spark. The father can see just the smallest little like expression of a particular mile and says, "Oh, look at my son, the Baal Chesed. Why is he Baal Chesed? Because look what he did. That was one thing. Look at the rest of the day. You see, he's a Baal Chesed. Look at a Baal Kishrin. Look at, you see that thing? Look at the rest of the day. He's doing horribly. Okay, but over here, I see Chesed. I see Kishrin. I see all." And a father is looking to see the milus in a son. So too, we're looking to see milus in you. I think the idea which Rabbi Weinberger spoke about when he spoke about a father seeing the milus in a son, spoke about a mother, but same idea, is that he's not wrong. The father's not wrong. When the father sees these milus, sure, it's just a spark. Sure, it's just like, it's like a shadow of what the father is talking about. Son's not a Baal Chesed. He did a Maisa Chesed. All of a sudden the father says, "Oh, my son, the big Baal Chesed." But it's true, because the son has those midas, they're inside of him. It could be very well that they are hidden somewhere inside of him, but they exist. And the father is seeing what's underneath. The father is seeing the true essence of the son. Not the way that the son is expressing himself, but the son's essence, his core. And the father is right that the son at his core is a Baal Midas Toivis. And his core, he is a person that's Oyev Torah, a person that wants to do mitzvahs. And that's what the father sees. The father sees the goodness that is really there. It's being covered by so many different layers that no one else sees it. It looks like it doesn't exist. But that's the truth. And that's very much what a person has to try on Purim. We try to do is we're trying to bring out our core, our essence, and who we really are. I believe that's very much the inyan of that we have on Purim is the inyan of Chayiv Inish, the Besumi Bepurya. If I'm not mistaken, the Maral explains as follows. What's this inyan of Besumi Bepurya? A person, his essence, who he really is supposed to come out on Purim. And when a person's nichnas yayin yatsa soid, all the secrets come out, because a person can't be fake. When a person is nichnas yayin, can't be fake. A person has to bring out his essence of who he really is. And you know, some people, they get all bent out of shape. And you know, a person on Purim starts like crying, "Rebbe, I want to learn," and all that other, you know. But that's really who he is. And some of us are afraid of that. So we make fun of other people because we're afraid of having that feeling. But a lot of people, that's really where they are. And the entire year, they're frustrated. They cover their frustration with jokes and being gishmak a guy or with big muscles, whatever they're covering their frustration with, but they're frustrated. Deep down, they're frustrated. And they really want to be somewhere else. And Purim is the one time of the year you have an opportunity to be real, to really express yourself. And if other people are trying to like intimidate us, like don't be real, because you know that's too hard for me to deal with, you know, the fact that I don't want anyone to see that I'm not comfortable with myself, so I make fun of everyone else that's being real. That person has to realize you're squandering the most precious day of the entire year. Purim is the day when a person can actually express himself for real, more than any other day. Because when a person has that opportunity on Purim, nichnas yayin yotzei soid, to just be able to talk about what he really wants, to bring out who he really is, instead of everything we're covering up, all our macho, all of our, you know, all of our the mask that we put on Purim, we put on the entire year, the mask that we put on. Now's the opportunity to take it off, to go beneath the surface, to go into what our neshama really feels, and to be honest with ourselves. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in us. He doesn't see the surface. He sees what's beneath the surface. He sees the B'ni B'chori Yisrael, Asher B'chor Espor. He sees my pride and joy. He sees our moments that we shine. And every one of us has to try to like tap into that. And tap into it when we're sitting and learning also. Tap into the moments when we feel like we're connected to our learning. And look at ourselves and reflect and say, what have I accomplished since I've gotten to yeshiva? Have I improved? Have I grown? Have I gotten better? Is this something to be proud of? If a person feels that way, that should be his motivation. His self-growth should be his motivation to move on, to keep doing it, and to push himself every moment. I have a little exercise that I do. I'll leave this with you. As a young boy, used to love playing baseball, hardball in particular. And from when I'm, around 13 years old, so I didn't have really a venue to play hardball. You play softball, but hardball, when I was a kid, the leagues in my hometown, at 13, they switched to playing on Saturday. So that was the end of my playing baseball. But one time when I was around 17 years old, we managed to get a college field and we played hardballs. The one time from when I'm 13, I love playing hardball. I remember how excited I was to be able to get, back on the field and with the real thing. So I used to have this following exercise. It's like late at night, whatever that means late at night to you. And I'm tired. And I'm like, okay, I got to go to sleep. I think to myself, what would be if my friends, from back in the day, would call me up, the boys I used to play ball with, and say, guess what, we got a field. Right now, you coming to play? Now, would I still be tired? Would I still be tired? Or would I be like, I'm there. I'm there. You're kidding? Baseball? Hardball? You got a field? And, you got lights? There are lights? And I'm in. Right? All of a sudden, I'm not tired anymore. So if a person can find a way to motivate himself and say, okay, so I have the strength inside of me. I have to care about it enough. It's got to be meaningful enough to me. So we got to make that. We have to focus on all the good that we're doing here. Appreciate ourselves. Appreciate what we're accomplishing. And then we'll have the strength to continue at the end of this man on a high, because Hashem will continue.